So in the end, that was a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, well, we're angry by that and hugely disappointed, particularly from the half-time score. I thought we stuck in very well at half-time. I thought we actually said we did what we said we were going to do. But the final result was very disappointing for us.
What went wrong?
What didn't go wrong? We didn't look after the ball well enough in key areas. You know, we probably gifted them about 20, 25 points in turnovers, which is hugely disappointing because it was an area against Bristol that we said we're going to focus on, get into the opposition 22 and take points. I think we had three clear-cut opportunities to score, and unfortunately against Wasps, if you don't take them and the ball goes loose, you know, they actually went the length of the pitch and scored from those turnovers. So, you know, we had opportunities to score two or three tries in the second half, didn't take them, and that actually then ended up costing us 20-odd points in turnover attack. So, yeah, very disappointing.
Second half, it was pretty much deja vu, wasn't it? Robson got the ball, broke through or kicked over the top and just chased it down.
Yeah, good, you know, great player. When a game goes loose and it goes fast, you know, there's no better side than Wasps at the moment in capitalising on opposition mistakes. And we are very disappointed that, you know, we made so many errors in you know, with the ball in hand in the second half that kind of gave them field position and that turnover attack that they thrive off. Having said that, we didn't complete the one-on-one tackles that we've been working on during the week. You know, and the boys and myself, you know, we've all got to look at ourselves. We're disappointed with that. You know, we've set high standards at the Warriors, and that second half performance wasn't good enough.
Tom Heathcote had to come off, which made it a little bit disjointed. Max Stelling going to 10.
Yeah, like I say, what could go wrong did go wrong. We had to go to a 6-2 bench. And unfortunately, with no 10 cover on the bench, Tommy going down in the first 10 minutes, you know, put massive pressure on the boys on the pitch. You know, Max did a good job at 10. You know, he caused people problems at the line, and I thought he managed the game very well. But like I said, at the end of it, we just had people out of position. But yeah, that was a tricky, that was difficult.
No 10 on the bench. Was that because you want to keep guys away from these games, you know, because of injuries, basically?
No, we don't want to keep guys away because of injuries. The scheduling dictates that we've got a Sunday afternoon kickoff here. We've got a Friday night kickoff at home in the Premiership next Friday. So there is an element of protecting the squad. And that was obviously shown in the way we had to go 6-2 on the bench.
And as we say, people like Robson and Johnson coming on for Wasps, so they were vastly more experienced in that second half.
Yeah, we had a number of players making their debuts today, and you know, they had a very experienced bench. And if you look at the quality of the second half performance from Wasps, that sort of centred around one bloke, and I thought Robson was outstanding, so fair play to him.
What can you take away from this? What will those youngsters have taken away from what was a bit of a hiding in the end?
It was a hiding, but again, you know, last year Wasps put the same marker past Saracens, you know, so they are capable of doing that to teams. You know, they're a class outfit, and the lessons for our boys is look after the ball more, you know, really cherish possession, and when you do make those line breaks, you've got to take your opportunities, and that was what the lesson was for us today. You know, we didn't treasure the ball, and we lost that gain line battle on both sides of it. So, you know, there's some key lessons for this young group.
Two more tries for Josh Adams, who's really putting his hand up, making selection difficult for you.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, he is consistent at the moment, and he, you know, keeps working away and started off at fullback and then had to move to 13 very quickly and did an excellent job for us there. So, you know, credit to him. He took his try as well. But again, that was just, it was our first half performance, was really energetic and pretty accurate. Now, you know, very pleasing. Like I said, we've just got to be better in the second half.